WBOSS Bossman Radio. Bossman in the band. The loudest mouth in the South.
Morning and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Well, Ken, I'm not happy with you.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what I did, but it won't be the first time and probably not going to be the last. I want to say good morning to everybody. Listen, you said it yesterday. So many people come in here so fast. It's tough to say good morning to everybody. Lori Duke, good morning to you. Marlene Finley, Denise Brown, Christy Dozier, Kevin Frazier, Mary Wood, Bubba Crutchfield, Elizabeth Bush, Becky Blackburn, Tracy Miller, Donna Weaver, Jessica Parr, Lindsay Wood, Tina Clayton, Ryan, Heather Bedsole, Aaron Weeks, Kim Nance. I'm telling you, just so many of you in there that it's hard to get to everybody. But look at there. Good morning, Josh Buck. Dirty in the house. So I want to talk about something real quick that kind of got me. We were in the middle of a training session last night, and I want you to talk about, I mean, what happened?
I was in the middle of a training session.
Yeah, like right.
We do that three or four times a week. Go down and work on some interval speed training and work on starts and some explosions type stuff, and really down there minding our own business after the park had closed. And lo and behold, we look up, and we had an unwanted guest come in from Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, I thought, what's up, Raj? I thought the guy was, I honestly thought he was in Tampa.
I will say this. I think the emotions got the better of both of us down there in terms of doing the 109 last night. And I couldn't believe that the camera went out before the race was over with.
Listen, I know you're disappointed with that, and I get it. I'd have been disappointed as well.
Well, here's where I'm at with it.
And I didn't mean, listen, technical difficulties. Listen, we are an ish company.
We're an ish company. Things happen,
and it happened.
But here's where I'm at with it. I really thought going into that it wouldn't even be close. I could possibly lap him in 109 yards. And the fact that it was bam, bam right there at the end, I'm not going to sit there and tell you that I whipped him. He certainly didn't whip me. But it was I was impressed with his performance last night. That's going to make for a great, great race on the 19th of May.
Luke Golden, that's right. But, I'm going to tell you, it is going to make for a great race. I apologize to the viewers and the listening audience. that we didn't get the rest of it. I do apologize for that. And there's captain of Team Cobra Kai right there. What's on the table? Well, I'm not sure what you call them. Are they petite fours?
Hey, that's what it looks like to me.
I don't know. Holly Shirley, Cobra Kai, we travel quickly. No, we're talking about Star Trek travel, Holly.
He was supposed to be in Tampa, Florida.
Well, he just checked in to two gyms in Tampa. Well, then like 30 minutes before that.
He shouldn't have been there. The park was closed.
It was closed.
He was not supposed to be there.
The vision that I had in my mind was of Mel Tillis from Smokin' the Bandit Part 3. After they show up,
the bandit,
if you remember, the bandit goes through that amusement park with Buford T chasing him. And they go through that amusement park and they tear down that roller coaster. And Buford's the last one to come out behind everything. And when he gets up there, Mel Tillis walks out there and he says, "Listen, we're closed.
We're closed."
And Buford T looks over at Junior and says, "Junior, hide your face. We're dealing with a mental case right here." I want to tell you something. I made this comment last night. I'm going to say it again. When that guy walked through that gate the way he did, in the manner he did, if he had a hockey mask and a machete, I'd have turned around and I'd have left y'all. Y'all could have had it. You could have had the camera. You could have had the cables. Everything.
I'll give it.
We was just trying to get a little footage of you doing some
I was just trying. He'd been training. He's been working out extensively.
Circuit training.
He's been working out extensively for weeks.
Sure.
And I've just wanted my support group to see that I was paying the price also.
To know that you were too.
But I'll give him this. The man has presence.
He has Jason Voorhees presence.
I mean,
we're talking about The Rock presence.
You know,
Stone Cold Steve Austin riding in on a beer truck presence.
Well,
yeah, it was big.
It got my juices flowing for sure. I have not been cleared medically to run competitively. And
we was working on the getting past the medulla oblongata thing. I mean, you know, that was the deal with the music.
You know, it's not
we had to continue with that music. We had to keep doing the music where we could try to get past the issue that started the problem 30 years ago? 35?
30 plus years ago. 30 plus.
You know.
And I'm not there yet.
Well, that was apparent last night. thank you, T-Bone, for showing up and out of nowhere. I want you to know you were trespassing behind a locked gate.
He doesn't care. He's a Cobra Kai. He doesn't care.
I know that. I honestly thought he might try to sweep the leg. When y'all got down in the starting block to take off.
I can promise you this. On his way into town, he stopped by the little quickie and pushed a kid down.
I'm sure he did.
That's what he does.
I'm sure he did.
Been doing it his whole life.
I mean, I was a little bit concerned for the...
Well, anyway, you got to fight fire with fire. When I saw Burnham show up, I got on the phone to my guy up in Columbus, Georgia, JP, the coach, to get him down here to match where we can match up physically a little bit better. JP, okay. We appreciate you being here.
You got to step up on that mic right there, JP.
We heard when you called me, you know, there was a little trouble coming. So we came on down here to...
What's up, Freddie Whitfield?
So, Tony Burnham, you turn your butt around and you come on back to the B-Town if you want to. I got my guy here now.
Yes, sir. We're here. We're waiting on him. And
no, wait a minute. Are you saying I wouldn't have been any help with him? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. You're right.
We needed more help.
I'm telling you. Whatever you call it, what I watched go down... I'm telling you, if he'd have come in throwing dukes, buddy, I like you, and I got you back, but it'd have been back at T.R. Miller High School where I had it. Okay?
Way back.
Yeah, right.
I was concerned when he got on the field and we were surrounded by chain link. I was concerned.
Yeah, it got a little hairy there for a minute.
And you'd left your gun in the truck, so that was no good to us.
It was no good. And I was a little bit worried. I didn't have a dog with me. We were exposed. I mean, who would have thought that we would have had that kind of thing happen?
I don't know, but
we got a guy here this morning that's going to regulate that up.
Now we got one.
Yeah.
We're going to square it up.
We're going to square it up.
They got one. We got one.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait a minute.
Well, hey, hold on a minute. Come back here.
Well, he took a whole sleeve.
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
Now, see.
I tell you what, we got another chair.
That's proof positive what Cobra Kai's do.
They don't ask, they take.
That's proof positive. JP, we yes, got sir. You in the driver's seat, man. Let's talk about Viking Strong here, Viking football a little
Saint
bit.
Saint Pacelli.
We're doing pretty good this year. We're changing the offense up.
There you go.
We're doing pretty good this year. We're going to change the offense. We've been running a triple option for a long time. So now we're going to open it up to the spread and see if we can't get it in the air more.
So I see that you're kind of like we are, and you believe in the positive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you believe in putting out positive posts and positive vibes and that kind of thing. And that has to go a long way with your people.
It does. Like when you want to coach, when you coach small young kids like I do in middle school in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade level, you want to get their self-esteem and the confidence level built up.
Good morning, Kelly Webb.
If you can get that confidence level and that self-esteem up, it goes, you know, beyond what they'll do through high school and in life.
Right. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It seems like that you've got the right, you know, mentality over there. Seem like people around over there are picking it up from you.
Yes, it's getting contagious. Once you see folks doing positive things, people want to follow that suit. So if we can keep doing the positive things around there, I think we'll be turning the page on everything at St. Ann.
I want to interject this real quick.
Please do.
JP has been a supporter of ours from the first day.
Team Cobra Kai. He is. Some are more Jacks in the house.
Sure she is.
Talking about Tony in the house.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
JP's been a supporter of Boss Man Productions and Drive Time since the first day. He's been with us from day one. And one of the things that he's always been
Christy
is offering his support and encouragement and anything that we've gotten involved in. And he takes that over there to Columbus where he is with his kids.
That's right.
Tries to instill the same things. He's from this area, obviously rooted here, has deep roots here. And he's been very proud of the Dash for Cash. And I want you to speak a little bit about, even though you have moved away and you now call Columbus home, talk about the hometown and what it means to you and how special this place is. We talk about this being the greatest community in the world, not just here, but the surrounding areas as well.
Oh, yeah.
But this is the greatest community in the world. Speak to that a little bit.
I agree with that. Seeing what y'all have done and seeing the...
Good morning, Rachel.
The community take on such a great, you know, the Dash for Cash and doing everything like that and all the different, the local companies coming in and supporting y'all and adding things and watching the pot grow from, you know, the 1,000 in the beginning to where it is now. That's astonishing, seeing everybody step up to the plate and make that thing keep growing.
10-5.
That's wild. Amazing.
10-5.
That's wild.
10-5 plus the prize pack, the additional prizes that have, I don't know, several thousand dollars worth of gift certificates and goods there as well.
Yeah, and I want to say this real quick. This morning we had Provalis, local company, newer company to the area, doing great things in the city of Bruton. They stepped in and donated $100 to Drexel and Honeybees.
Awesome. Awesome.
And everybody knows, you know, what Drexel and Honeybees is all about.
Sure.
So, you know, I tell you, that was a, you know, nice gesture on their part. And we're glad that Provalis has, you know, chose to be a part of this. And, you know, but it is contagious.
It is. It's very contagious.
You know, and when you have great people, you know, that are just, you know, live and work and do in our community the way that we do, we are very fortunate, very lucky, and very blessed, in my opinion, to live where we live and to have grown up where we grew up.
Oh, yeah. Well, thing that surprised me yesterday, our team mom.
Good morning, Rob. Team,
she came up to me and, you know, she got me some shirts ready to go yesterday. And her family in Columbus, part of her family is with Dave Catfish.
Is that right?
Yes.
Everything runs through the B-Town, the Dirty 30. It does.
The Dirty 30.
The Dirty 30.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it is. It is. Hey, I want to address something real quick because I've seen a couple of comments on here, and when OG Sherry Weaver makes a comment about it, I'm going to speak on it because she's one of the original Drive Time Gang. Okay, so you know we've said this a few times, but not a few. We've said it a bunch, but I'm going to say it again. You know, yeah, we put a clue out last night, and it says what it says. If you think going up and sticking your hand in an electrical box or a phone box or some type of, I mean anything like that at all,
waiting on it,
then you need to think about that, okay? Because, I said from the beginning that it is out, it is out in the open. Oh yeah. Okay. Great. So I said from the beginning, let's be respectful. You know, I can tell you, I speak to local law enforcement daily and, 99.8% of all this is all good fun and great fun, okay? And everybody's acting like they should and doing like they should, and we're all having a big time. Everybody's having a big time. But there are a few out there doing stupid things like that, okay? Nobody's destroying the town. I mean, Wendy, I see that, but look, nobody's destroying the town. Okay, I mean, it's no different downtown than it is after the Christmas parade or a homecoming parade. I mean, yes, there's things to clean up, and I'm not saying that there are people doing certain things they should. I've just said that, but our town's not been destroyed. It hasn't been destroyed, and I've been assured by, like I said, local law enforcement, and that everything is good. And there you go, Josh. My brother said it best: natural selection at work, culling the window lickers.
If you get a phone call, it's going to be Terry Carter, the mayor from Repton.
I got one right now coming in. So
that's going to be Mayor Terry Carter.
Let me get this. Hello, you're on Drive Time.
Hi, how are y'all this morning?
Well, we're good, Mayor. How are you doing? This is Mayor Terry Carter from Repton, Alabama.
I'm doing fabulous. Y'all have got me going crazy. but it's a lot of fun. I don't know who thought this up, but it's fabulous.
Well, I can tell you the idiot that did, and I don't know. I mean, we're having a good time with it, but I'm going to tell you something. It is a 2 full-time jobs on top of a day job as well. So, but we are thankful for everyone that has participated, for everyone that is hunting, for everyone that is having a great time with it. And we're glad to hear that you're having a great time with it, Mayor.
Oh, having a fabulous time. And I will tell you, folks, that as much as I've heard people say that the clues make no sense, they make a lot of sense to me. So,
well, listen,
we're working hard. My employees are going to split it all if we find it.
I am so glad to finally hear somebody who can understand my line of thinking. So that makes me feel real good this morning. I'm going to tell you, you just turned a kind of a morning that I'm kind of dragging on into a great morning. I feel great now. I mean, I needed that kick. That did it.
Well, let me tell you, I pretty much lost it down, but I'm blind as a bat, obviously. So,
well,
I know the area, I think, but I still can't put my hands on it. But we're going to keep working. It's a lot of fun. I was going to tell you, at the town of Repton, I'm only allowed to spend up to $100 without having to get the council's approval.
Okay.
So if anybody out there, which I hope he's not listening, knows my husband, William Carter.
We know William.
If I spend any money. So I'm going to go with that rule from the town, and William and I will donate $100 towards this.
Wow.
Okay.
I might not get in trouble for the $100, so... if I can get more out of him, I will.
So Terry and Mayor Terry Carter and William Carter are $100 to the pot.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
That's awesome, Mayor
Carter. So, we appreciate that. And I want to say this, Terry has been and William have been long time customers and friends and great friends of Peach. And we appreciate y'all's friendship and you know, y'all have done a lot for us over the years, and we really appreciate it.
Well, I think you guys have done more for us than we've done for y'all, and we appreciate the service. The service is fabulous, and, you know, everything's always worked out good, and if we do have an issue, it's always taken care of, always with a smile, so I appreciate that. So if anybody's looking for a new vehicle, that's where you need to be, Peach Motors.
There you go.
Thank you for that, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. We do appreciate it. And listen, if we can... if you have any events, anything going on over that way that we can help, you know, promote or put out or even come over and be a part of, just give us a call. We'd love to help out any way we can.
Well, I think we'll be doing that a lot in the future. So thanks for letting me call in this morning. Happy hunting, everybody. We'll be hunting in the place that I'm pretty sure it is. And we love to see all the people in Renton yesterday. There was a few of them over there.
Well, that's fantastic. Have a great morning, Mayor, and thank you for calling in.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mayor.
Bye-bye.
Man, how about that?
Yeah, wow.
How about that? Terry Carter, Mayor of Repton.
That's right.
Getting Repton in the game. We appreciate that. That's a lot. That's cool.
That is cool. John Robert Fountain. John Robert says he wants someone to hurry up and find it. Listen, John Robert, I promise you, we all thought that it already would have been. I did. I say we. I mean me. I thought it already would have been. So Tracy Miller wants to know, did T-Bone keep the championship belt last night? No, I can tell you that belt is still in the possession of DJ.
Well, let me say this. My emotions ran over when I saw him show up. There's no question about that. I wasn't cleared medically to run. He showed up. I went against doctor's orders. We had a little scrimmage there. It was not a sanctioned match anyway.
No,
so the belt officially can't be on the line.
Let me tell you one other I got here real quick. Rachel Capriavi, another Bruton native.
Yes, she is.
And a long time. She's an OG.
She's an OG.
On this show. She's willing to donate $100 of every closing referred from Bruton or from someone in Bruton to the Coach Rotch Scholarship Fund.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
She can help buy, sell, invest from the beach north to Evergreen. That's a pretty big area.
Thank you for that.
Thank you there, Rachel. And
gesture, Rachel.
Yeah, that's good. And I'll tell you what, that's one that we have not spoke about is the Donnie Rotch Scholarship Fund.
We talked about this yesterday. We're going to get a little more organized, believe it or not, with how we're going to do that and try to set up to help everybody, get everybody on board, kind of get a little more structure to it, and maybe have a day or maybe a two-day deal where we can try to help raise some funds for all these great causes and organizations that take care of so many things in and around our community.
Tiffany White said, tell John Robert we need to be hunting and not working. Somebody said, where's this 1K this morning? I'm going to tell you where they are. They're asleep. I can tell you that there was a lot of people out hunting last night.
They're this morning.
Yeah, there was a lot out last night as well.
Well, I can tell you where it's not. It's not the Huddle House. There may not be many groceries left either.
Chris Williamson has said under strict orders Tony was only at 25%. But that's what he said. I'm just calling it like he
right
like
at
I see.
The end
it.
Of the clip, did I see you pulling away?
Oh yeah, you did.
There was about a gap.
And I appreciate
there.
You picking up on that.
The angle.
But I will. But I'll say this for both of us. You saw the explosion from both of us.
Coming, yeah. Coming well, out of- my first instinct when I seen y'all get down a 3-point stance, I thought T-Bone's going to do a chop block.
I was kind of waiting on that. I mean, I kept trying to get a little further away from him. He kept getting up. Yeah, over. Kept sliding up. I said, no, wait a minute. He seems to come down on me here.
I thought that big chop block was yeah. to come in.
I thought whenever it came out the box,
about five yards out, I seen like, the gap.
Sub, yeah.
Well, JP.
3 1/3. I put $50 on the gap.
Yeah, look at that. Let's bring the captain of Team Cobra Kai.
But don't
Kai
you get too
in.
Far away.
Yeah.
No. Don't
you
come
get too far away. No. We're going to let him sit right here. Yeah. And,
but don't you leave, JP. Just in case. You match up a little better than I do.
T-Bone.
You see, I can make a phone call, too.
Wow. Yeah, you brought in a good one.
I'll bring some muscle too. I'll bring in a heavy also.
With the coach, you brought in a good one.
Well, as everybody can see, we have been graced with the presence again of Jason Voorhees.
Let me say this.
You were supposed to be in Tampa.
Look at me. I'm trying to throw the phone.
I wish I were right now because this morning came very, very early. Did it not?
I'll tell you.
Do y'all have this chair lowered so you can sit the same height I'm sitting at? Hey, look, yours is raised. Yours is raised. Y'all got mine lowered. This is mental tactics y'all got going on.
Mental tactics. Oh, man. Wow. So I want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Did you ever think, in all of the years, there was no introduction at the sixth grade spelling bee? Okay. When Butter come flying out of the bleachers, there was no entrance music. There was no fanfare. It was just on. Okay.
I know what you're alluding to, and I think we need to check tape on that because the way I remember that is I was Hank Adam Lachlan that was involved in that. And that wasn't me. No, Coach Riggs, his memory may be a little.
No. I was there.
Faded.
I was there.
Oh, you were there?
You were in the seventh grade. Mm. I was in the fifth. No, you were in the eighth grade. I was in the sixth grade. Mm. And it was the whole school spelling bee. We're in the gym, on the carpet, up in the bleachers, and Butter comes flying out in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, no, I think he slipped, but I remember that very well because, and here's why I remember it, because Vernon Baggett was the one that administered the discipline.
I know you remember it then. I know you remember.
Let me tell you something.
Oh,
Vernon could swing a paddle, and I did not get in trouble again in middle school the whole rest of the year.
He enjoyed swinging a paddle.
Well, he could do it.
But it's also important to note.
Now I know why Jim was such a good boy.
But it's important to note. The reason that you were in the stands and not on the stage is Cat is C-A-T, not K-A-T. So otherwise, you'd have been a participant as opposed to a spectator.
I can't even make out the preliminaries.
After seeing the Karate Kid back then, the K thing got stuck in his head with the Cobra Kai.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Krispy Kreme.
I knew
that. One viewer?
I knew that was coming. How about that? I do want to point that out real quick. We're sitting there.
Was that on air?
Yes.
We do have tape of that.
Yes. Oh. We're sitting there watching.
Does anybody have any bread?
Can you edit that and send it to me?
We're sitting there watching. Look at Tim Ward. Tim Ward is just.
I need some bread.
Tim Ward's just fist bumping for Team Cobra Kai.
Well, he's a smart guy.
Are you kidding me?
He just did it.
He's a smart guy.
Tim Ward's a Cobra guy?
Tim Ward's a Cobra guy.
Why do you need bread?
Huh?
It kind of feels like spring break 89 up in here, doesn't it? A little bit this morning. 88, 87.
Minus the steamboat landing.
Man.
And
I haven't been up that late in a long time. I don't know how people have been doing it. We rode around last night looking for that thing and trying to hydrate and drink water and do all that. And I'm worn out.
I'm worn out too. But I want to tell you what I was like How about the aliens up there at Dogwood Hills?
it really is kind of, I mean,
it's spooky.
Y'all are used to it, but when we were riding and you like, there's these trees and you go by them, you don't expect to be lights at whatever time in the night or morning it was, and you see them out there, it kind of, I get chill bumps, just look, it's kind of like, golly, this is almost like The Walking Dead or,
I know,
you know, one of those movies. Invasion of the Body Snatchers is one of the things I was thinking about last night.
I know.
When I came through town, I come up 10 and come up through Milton, come through downtown just to look and see what all was going on. And I don't know if y'all remember that old movie. It's, I think, Donald Sutherland was in it, Kiefer Sutherland's dad. Remember back in the day? And I mean, that movie freaked me out. And you just had those people there just kind of walking around. That's kind of the way it was last night.
I want to throw something out here since T-Bone has come in with us today. We're going to do this. You'll need to start liking and sharing this video because Monday morning on Drive Time, Monday morning, we're going to give away another crisp, brand new long wheelbase 10.
Awesome.
To somebody that has liked and shared and commented on this video. All the comments, all the likes, all the shares, they all get thrown into the same pool, and the computer randomly selects somebody out of it, and we're going to give a $100 bill Monday on Drive Time. We're going to give a $100 bill away like Gary Stuckey won the other day.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw that. How can I?
That'd be great.
That's what we're going to do.
I've got some breaking news for you.
Tim Cobra Kai, if you say that, you'll probably win.
We
it.
Share a cousin, Jeff Wilson.
Yeah, I heard him.
He just gave his endorsement.
To who?
Who do you think?
No, he
Team
didn't.
DJ. Oh, yes, he did. He's out there for the whole world to see.
Joey Carnley, Team DJ. Kathy Tolan, Team DJ.
Josh Stanley, the Geneva Fever, baby.
The Geneva Fever.
Is in the house. And English wants to know where the Z is on the hat.
Yeah. Stephanie Manasco.
I thought English.
88.
Team DJ. Look here. Like and share. We're going to give another $100 away.
I understand this is his hometown, but we were at a place last night, and the odds were pretty even last night.
Yeah,
I felt pretty good about myself.
No, we were among, it was not even.
I said pretty even.
Okay.
I mean, it's like 1,000 to 1 everywhere I go now because he's got him on brainwashed.
I think it was Ken and I.
I tell you somebody that is on my team, 100%, 1,000%, and I would take this cat over 1,000 Jeff Wilson, and that's Crispin.
Oh, yeah.
He's a game changer.
You're talking about
changer. Yeah, I mean, he's lottery pick.
I'm convinced that pick.
Thank you, Sarah.
May have changed the multitude, mostly a lot of them over to you.
Listen, it's kind of like having Michael Jordan drafted on your team. You know, of course, you know what you get with Crispin because he's such a tough guy.
Well, that's right.
And with all the fun that everybody's been having and the way the town, I mean, really the community and the surrounding areas have come out, you know, it's all for fun. But don't lose sight. They're you know, you got young people like that you can make a really positive impact.
Absolutely.
On. And it, with all the money that y'all are giving away or trying to find, it's generating this buzz. That's, I mean, what can you compare this to that Bruton has seen in the last 100 years?
I don't know.
Maybe DJ not fair catching a punt or something.
Maybe Lance McKenzie's foul ball.
Yeah, he was. I had a little talk with him about that last night.
Right. But, I heard some of that. He's also Team Cobra Kai.
Yeah, he is. I love it. Being able to impact somebody like that and make a positive impact on somebody like that and get them involved. Crispin, for y'all that don't know, he's a 8-year-old young man that lives here in the Bruton area. He's a first grader at W.S. Neal, and he has blood cancer, type B. And for about the next two and a half years, he'll continue to have radiation and chemo down around Pensacola, I think, is where he's having it at. And so those of y'all who've, and a lot of us have, unfortunately, who've had family members that's had cancer, you understand what chemo can do to you. And when you're an 8-year-old boy and you're full of energy, you want to get out and run around, and that hits you, and it kind of sidetracks. Well, it absolutely sidetracks you. And so I've changed, I put it out last night, but I changed my calls for in the 109 race, which if you still want to give to Footprints Ministry, you can, but felt very led to make Crispin my teammate.
So he's a giant. That's what we did. He's a giant.
Yeah, I mean, he's
Crispin's a giant.
He's the deal. He's the real deal. But yeah, I would take one Crispin over 1,000 Butches any day.
Well, I think that's a
I'll tell you what,
stellar choice.
Let's do it right now. As you and I make a pact right now that neither one of us will accept Butch's endorsement. I don't want him.
No, I'll take him.
Okay.
I'll trade you Josh Brown for Butch. And the bad thing about it is he doesn't even know what an internet is, and I wish he did because I really love messing with him.
Yeah. Butch is gonna bring the bologna sandwich.
Unless you text it, Josh won't get it unless you text to him.
Did anybody see that?
Then bologna you have to sandwich? Type real slow.
The smoked bologna sandwich from George's Barbecue.
I said that last night.
Did you see the picture of it last night? They were passing around.
No, but he had one in his back pocket.
I said that last night about how thick.
It's a slab.
It was a slab.
George's Barbecue, a smoked bologna sandwich. I think you can get it topped with an egg. I think they'll make it however you want it. It's a slab.
Wow.
I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Wow. It's like one of your chins.
I mean. Yeah. I'm going to tell you.
I guess I need to start drinking a lot of water, huh? So I can like you.
I want to tell you what made me feel really good last night.
Was this is a body by Pillsbury.
Was sitting between T-Bone and Butcher, and you looked over at me and said, "Do you weigh 140 pounds?
I didn't realize how small of a guy you were. I'll tell you what, man, they engulfed you.
I want to tell you something. That bench was in trouble, buddy. I'm going to tell you.
If you had body issues, you could have come and hung out with us last night and sit on that bench, and you'd have felt real good about yourself.
You felt good about yourself.
When Butch and Burnham show up together anywhere, and there's furniture involved, they have to put down a damage deposit.
I'm telling you, man.
Hey, guys, that's going to be 100 apiece. If everything's intact when you leave, no undue stress on it, we'll get it back to you.
It was tough.
Maybe. My God.
Hey, I tell you what, you know, we hadn't mentioned this, but I do want to mention that. Well, maybe we have, and I'm just so lightheaded this morning because of you know, the lack of sleep. But I do want to mention thank you to everyone yesterday who stepped up and started – kicked off the charity, donations and putting the money in and that kind of thing. That was a big time deal yesterday that happened.
Crazy.
And I want to say this, one particular, and I'm not going to, say which one, but one particular of those charities yesterday, it really made a difference for.
It did.
Oh, I heard that story.
It really made a difference for.
That is awesome.
I'm getting chills right now just thinking about it. That was neat to hear.
It really, really made a difference for her. And so,
Oh, yeah. That chill bumps just yelled on my legs for that.
That was
the story.
That was amazing. I mean, it really was.
Well, that's just one of the great benefits that, that's come along with all this stuff. And it's, you guys cut up and have fun, and people love to be a part of that. And then I think one of y'all was talking about last night how, kindness is contagious and giving is contagious, and it's pretty amazing. It really is. I was down in Sarasota yesterday doing some work and was able to catch y'all in the morning. Y'all's live stream, and it was just like, you couldn't even keep up with the generosity of what everybody was giving. No. And I was sitting there thinking, goodness gracious, y'all really will need somebody to do the.
It was overwhelming. I mean,
we had one that was doing that till 3 o'clock this morning. And I think she's resigned.
Let me ask you this. Quite frankly, I don't blame her.
Well, not for reasons to do anything to do with with actually helping to take notes and stuff.
No, so, I mean, this is absolutely, it's really gotten insane. And when I say that, but I say it in the best possible way that I can. We were filming the thing last night down at the ball field, and the gates were locked. I don't know, what is that, a quarter mile up there maybe?
Yeah.
To the gates? And we're sitting there, and again, you start seeing flashlights come through the woods, and people come up and actually gave a couple young ladies a ride back to the car. They flagged me down and said, "Can you give me a ride?"
Wow.
But it's absolutely insane. But there were so many people. Here's a crazy story on my part. I don't know if I should tell it. Makes me look like an idiot. But there were so many people up at the gate because we had it locked. Of course, we had Uncle Ling up there trying to regulate, and he was derelict of his duties and left. I don't know what happened to that guy. But so I give them the ride. And I see DJ walk by. I mean, there's several cars sitting up there, and there's people that's milling around. And of course, when we come out, they start leaving. And there's a white car that looks remarkably like DJ's. And it's sitting, I'm facing like where the high school is. That car is facing the gate, it's right up to the gate. And so when I'm bringing them out and telling them goodbye, DJ walks by me, and he said something, and he walked towards where that car was at. And I thought maybe he was locking the gate or something. So I sit there and I sit there and I sit there. And about 25, 30 minutes later, I mean, I'm still sitting there in the car, and I'm watching a rerun. I said, "Dang, where is he? Maybe he left his phone down there, and he don't have a key to get back in or whatever." So I called him, and I said, "Man, where are you? Tell him what you said." He's just like, "Man, I'm at the house." So somebody had parked the car, but like DJ's, it's facing this way, I'm facing this way, and I'm sitting there for about 30 minutes waiting on him because I'm thinking he's lost his phone. And honestly, I'm getting aggravated. I'm like, "That stupid idiot, where is he?" So I finally decided to call him. I said, here I am being high and mighty thinking, "That daggum idiot's lost his phone down there. Let me call him and help him out. Where are you?" "I'm in my house. Where are you? I've been here for 30 minutes." So, it's that level of insanity that I got swept up in it. And with all the people there, it's y'all be careful out there. You can get swept up in it stay off the train tracks, stay out of the roadways.
Stay out of electrical boxes.
Things like that.
Phone booths.
It's not going to be anywhere where you're going to get hurt.
I want to share this real quick.
Okay.
This is from another one of our native sons.
STEM program. Another great Marcus Hall.
That's
charity.
Where I'm going with it. Mm-hmm. Marcus Hall, a native of Bruton. His wife, Valerie Monroe Hall, also a native of Bruton.
TRM.
They come back to the John L. Fisher Center the third Saturday of each month, and they provide educational opportunities free of charge to our school-age children and young adults.
Awesome.
And I think it's based around science and math. I'm not exactly sure of all the specifics. I have heard different things about it, read some things about it. But that's another native son and daughter that come back and try to reinvest in the community. And thank you to Marcus Hall and Valerie, his wife Valerie, for doing that. And if you haven't been involved in it, if you haven't gotten your young person there, the third Saturday of each month, the John L. Fisher Center, we know it as the old middle school. Go over there and check that out and get your kids involved in that. That is that's a heck of a program he has going over there.
No, we had
most free of charge.
We talked about
that's really cool.
When is Crispin's? What is the date on Crispin's fundraiser? I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. I don't have papers. Is kind of at a hard to find around here right this morning.
I can't even spell cat. So somebody help us out on that,
right?
If you'll let us know.
Give me one of these petite fours.
Oh, those things are good. I've got half of the box I took still left over there. Hey, and speaking of donations,
Jeff Brown said he would like to get involved with possibly teaching some of that.
Marcus Hall will be your contact person. He's on Facebook. Look up Marcus Hall, Jeff right. Brown, and he would take, like I said, this has kind of been his baby, he and his wife's baby. And if you have something to add, I'm sure they would love to find a place for you in it.
A great program.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I'm going to tell you something, a lot of kids over there, a lot of kids involved, and they're doing great things. We get to see a lot of pictures and videos, things like that, to come out from over there. So, great, great thing to get involved with. I tell you what, it's about that time, DJ.
Let me say thank you to Sarge U for her donations last night.
Look at Shay Smith.
Speaking of giving.
Look at Shay Smith.
Yeah,
Shay Smith,
Sarge U.
Shay Smith just come out and pledge her allegiance to Team Cobra Kai.
That's right.
T-Bone.
That's right.
Really?
She did.
Well, Shay and Booger are old skiing partners of mine. Snow skiing buddies. We're all snow skiing buddies.
Is that what it is?
Man, I could tell you some stories about that trip.
Are you kidding me?
Would she want us to hear them?
Check this crew out.
Yes.
I think we're in Steamboat.
I'm telling you.
Were we in Steamboat? I can't remember where we're at. We're in Steamboat Springs or somewhere. Check this crew out. Check this crew out with our wives or girlfriends at the time. David Faulkner, Chris Smith, me, Kenny Thompson.
Oh, Lord.
Do you think we did not have a good time on that trip?
Hey, look, let me mention this real quick. Deadline for the pizza order for Crispin is April the 16th. Little Caesars Pizza Kits. They'll be here April 24th. You can contact Melissa Canup or Donna Berry or Sherry Weaver, OG Sherry Weaver. And, y'all remember that and make sure, we need to get some of those as well. I ain't going to lie to you. I love Little Caesars Pizza, and DJ does.
Pizza.
How about that?
Look at that. I'm putting Neil J down.
He's putting 100 in the pot. Neil J from The Groove. Thank you, Neil J.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
Circle of life. That's your Uma Bakuma Mikado. What's wrong with you? That's it right there. That's what
the dilemma.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Has been aggravated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I missed him last night, by the way. I was looking for him. They came up, his band came up and played, I think it was my wife's 21st birthday party. It wasn't really, but that's what I'm going to say.
All right, DJ.
They came up and played it.
Let's do your deal, man.
Let's do it.
We got to get out of here.
It's been great in here in drive time. Y'all have a great weekend. I want to thank Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet for bringing it to you each and every day. I want to thank JP, the coach, for coming in with us. Tony, always good to catch up with you. We've loved having the week with y'all. Find that money. Find that money.
Like Be and share. Safe. Like and share.
Like and share.
Like and share. $100 Monday on drive time.
Be safe and don't be stupid. Y'all like have a good weekend.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win. I can't get